Magic lamp? Wonder what happens when I rub it.
You have awakened me. I shall grant you 3 wishes.
My first wish is for economic development. My second wish is to save hours of travel time. And my third wish is to create safer roads.
You could have just wished for bus rapid transit and gotten all these things with one wish.
Make all your transit wishes come true. Learn more about bus rapid transit at indigo.net/bus-rapid-transit.
It is 9:46. You're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. It was the divorce heard round the world. Bill Gates said that he regretted having dinners with Jeffrey Epstein. That happened in an interview with an Australian reporter. He said, "I will say for over 100th time, I shouldn't have had dinners with him." And according to the New York Times, Gates began meeting with Epstein in 2011. After Epstein was convicted of sex crimes in Florida. And Melinda Gates...
That's big, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, he had already been convicted of crimes, and Bill Gates still met with him post.
Because it's one thing to say, you know, like, again, like a Ted Bundy. Oh, he seemed like such a nice boy, right?
I didn't know, though. Right. But you know, this, you know, knew.
Or John Gacy. There were people who knew that Gacy had been convicted of sex offenses in, I believe it was Iowa, before he moved to Illinois. But there were a lot of people who also didn't know, but that was the pre-internet era, and why would you know? So it's one thing to go, "I never saw that coming. John was such a nice guy. He gave everybody jobs." But if you know somebody has been whatever, accused, convicted, accused is a little different, but still, you're Bill Gates, right? It's not like you're some schmo on the street. You're Bill freaking Gates. You're one of the most powerful, most richest people in the entire world. You don't do anything you are not directly interested in doing. Like, Casey, we get this all the time. Like, you got to meet with this person, or you got to go to this meeting or whatever. You don't necessarily want to do it, but we're poor. So we have to do what we're told to do.
It's part of the job.
Bill Gates doesn't have to do anything that doesn't directly benefit Bill Gates.
Right. He doesn't have to go if he doesn't want to go. It's not like he's getting something out of it. Like he's getting a check written. He didn't need it.
And what would be the reason to meet with Jeffrey Epstein if you're Bill Gates? It's not like, correct me if I'm wrong, Jeffrey Epstein has some intimate background in software development or computers or like what reason would there be for Bill Gates, knowing what he should have known? He's Bill Gates. Again, it's not like he's meeting with randos. Why would you do that? I mean, these are very interesting questions to ask.
Curiosity, perhaps. Well, Melinda Gates sat down with an interview with Gail Kim from CBS, and she said, yeah, those meetings with Epstein, they contributed to their divorce, which was finalized in 2021. And let's take a listen to what she had to say about it.
You know, it was also widely reported that Bill had a friendship or business or some kind of contact with Jeffrey Epstein, and that you were not, that was very upsetting to you. Did that play a role in the divorce at all in this process?
Yeah, as I said, it's not one thing. It was many things. But I did not like that he'd had meetings with Jeffrey Epstein, no. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you made that clear to him?
I made that clear to him. I also met Jeffrey Epstein exactly one time.
Did you?
Yes, because I wanted to see who this man was. And I regretted it from the second I stepped in the door. He was abhorrent. He was evil personified. I had nightmares about it afterwards. So, you know, my heart breaks for these young women because that's how I felt. And here I'm an older woman. My God, I feel terrible for those young women. It's awful.
You felt that the moment you walked in. I didn't realize
that. He was awful.
Yeah. And you shared that with Bill, and he still continued to spend time with him?
Any of the questions remaining about what Bill's relationship there was, those are for Bill to answer. Okay.
What do you think he's going to say? He's already denied that they didn't have a relationship. And Bill Gates said that they were dinner. And now Melinda Gates is saying they were meetings.
Okay, so there's so much to unravel with this. Okay, first of all, she's horrific because you're now speaking up. You met with someone who you thought was evil personified. You're the wife of Bill Gates. You have unlimited resources. You basically say here you were afraid for these young women and you did nothing.
Well, Jenny didn't want Forrest Gump until he had Bubba Gump shrimp money.
I mean, so for her to act now like, oh, I met with this guy and he was awful and he was horrific. You had unlimited ability to bring attention to this guy who you thought was doing or suspected was doing terrible things. What'd you do? She did nothing. Okay. All that. So that brings everything she's saying right into question. Also, the fact that she will at the end there, she refuses to basically like, I'm going to leave that up for him to discuss. But you're here doing an interview and you clearly wanted us to know that you met with the guy. And by the way, Casey, you're again the wife of Bill Gates. You have unlimited money. You can do whatever you want to do. Are you going to be willingly seeking to hang out with someone who you've, whatever it is, you know, and I'm trying to summarize here, but you've heard is creepy or weird or it could be a heathen, you know, I mean, are you doing that if you're the wife of Bill Gates and you have those reasons? I call bull crap on a whole bunch of this.
You don't think it's just post-divorce mudslinging?
Well, I don't.
He said.
Well, it could be, but that's my point. I'm calling bull crap on a whole bunch of this because even if it's real, even if everything she's saying is actually true, she had the ability for this guy who basically you are led to believe he was doing terrible things. And what, you just do nothing? I'll keep my mouth shut. Well, I don't know what's worse, her lying about it or fabricating about it
or not
doing anything about it.
Well, she said in the interview, though, that she told Bill she wasn't happy about it, didn't want a meeting anymore, but he continued on.
Well, she sure got no problem doing TV interviews now.
Well, sometimes when you're gaslit for long periods of time, it takes a while for you to see the real person.
Or she got a divorce settlement and got all the money.
Well, there's that angle, too.
There's a difference between being gaslit by people in a marriage or a relationship or your friends or whatever, and you claiming you met with someone who you allude to that they're creepy, they're weird, they're whatever. And obviously she was keen that there were these young girls, it appears, running around there, and you don't do anything about it?
Yeah.
But now you're willing to go on CBS after the guy's dead and talk about it?
And say how offended you were. Gates has denied that there was any relationship between Epstein and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So why is she doing an interview? Is she trying to clear her name? She doesn't need to. I mean, yeah, people are curious. They want to look inside, see what's going on. Ooh, what happened? But she could just say no and move on. She went on to say how she's happy with her life now.
I would be too if I got her money.
Well, right. But she doesn't need to talk to anybody.
No.
She can be happy with her life privately.
I found this pretty gross, Casey, because again, either she didn't do anything when she observed this guy who apparently she suspected was doing bad things when she had every ability to do something about it.
Well, she probably loved him still at some point.
Who, Bill Gates?
Yes. They were married. They had children. They had a long relationship together.
Casey, what does that have to do with if you meet with someone who you think gives you this terribly creepy vibe, you're concerned about these, you know, young people? What does that have to do with whether you loved your husband or not? We're talking about...
She's trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
But maybe. It's not him, Casey. We're talking about she claims she met with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Bill Gates giving him the benefit of the doubt has nothing to do with meeting with Jeffrey Epstein and believing...
You're saying she should have spoke up on behalf of the girls.
Absolutely. And for her to come out now and go, oh, I met with him and
he was just creepy dude. It's a little late to the party.
Yeah. These people all disgust me.